Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. And we go to Japan to speak of Defense News' headline. New Japanese strategy to up defense spending, counterstrike purchases. Dateline out of Melbourne. Japan is committed to acquiring long-range weapons and to continue increasing its defense budget as part of its latest national security strategy, citing regional threats as the driving force behind its decision. We welcome our colleague Lance Gatling in Japan, a principal of Nexio Research in Tokyo. Lance, this is a surprise given the reluctance, the hesitation, the cultural inhibition that Japan has demonstrated since the catastrophe of the end of the Second War. What has changed? Is the mood of the country different now because of the Chinese, or is it just that we've got a new generation of defense thinkers? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Gordon. The changes that we see unfolding now have been in the process of developing enough of a consensus in Japan to be implemented for decades now. And the original Japanese post-war national defense strategy was strictly defensive. But bear in mind, at the time, the only credible possible enemy, an opponent that might invade Japan, was the Soviet Union, and they would be largely limited to conventional bombers. By the way, they're still flying the giant bear bombers, turboprops, that are still flying around Japan, perhaps even tonight. But they could be engaged by a relatively conventional air defense system. In fact, one of the earliest defense systems Japan got from the United States and then began to produce locally was the Nike J, to engage these supposed mass formations of bombers that would attack Japan. So the United States and Japan, as their defense relationship broadened and deepened, established a division of missions, roles and missions, in which Japan would provide a defense of Japan against that conventional air and a possible maritime attack. And then the United States would provide any counterstrike capability, strike or counterstrike capability, using forces in the Pacific or based in Japan. But since that time, not only the former Soviet Union, now Russia, but also the North Koreans and the Chinese have developed long-range missiles. And even recently, more disturbingly, hypersonic missiles, which are very difficult to detect and respond to in a period of time. So the situation facing the Japanese has changed dramatically. The direction, not from the north, where Russia might come, but more so from their east and to the south, from China. And that has required them to rethink the national defense strategy and how to implement that. So those are the three plans that came out on Friday that would reorient the self-defense forces and to add, for the first time, an explicit counterstrike capability where they could use to threaten any potential regional enemies' use of strike weapons against the densely populated Japanese people.
Gordon, you have a question for Lance.
Lance, up to now, the Japanese have felt that they should not have this counterstrike capability that you've just discussed. There are other things that the Japanese think they shouldn't have. So, for instance, the right to preemptive strikes, nuclear weapons, elimination of Article 9 from their constitution, the article that prohibits the use of force in the settlement of international disputes. Do you think that because of this change in attitude that we are going to see the other taboos fall, or have we reached the high water mark of Japanese defense thinking for the foreseeable future?
The changes that are embodied in the new three strategic documents that were passed by the cabinet Friday, and will be presented to the entire government for approval, and then later implementation, will probably be enough for them for quite a time. They're meant to span 10 years worth of budgets, planning, procurement, fielding, training, and then moving other existing systems into either the scrapyard or given to friendly countries around Asia to help build up their defensive capabilities. So I don't think we're going to see any large moves beyond that. This is a tremendous step forward, and it's going to take quite a long time to digest that and to make it effective in the real world.
Lance, is there information that China has targeted Tokyo or other major cities with its missiles, the way we assume that the Soviet Union targeted major American cities or major American missile bases? Does Japan have information it shares with the public?
I've never noted any specific targeting information, but surely the Japanese and I assume the U.S. military assumes that a portion of the Chinese strategic weaponry is aimed at least the U.S. forces bases in Japan, which are often co-located with the Japanese forces and scattered across the length of the country, which goes from the distance from Monterrey, Mexico, all the way to Montreal, Canada. So there are numerous U.S. military bases with large concentrations in close proximity or actually co-located with Japanese. So the assumption is yes. Also, one of the oddities of Japan is that due to its proximity to the Asian mainland, that you can actually fire a single-stage medium-range ballistic missile that can be transported by a large truck, a transporter erector launcher, that can actually reach Japan. No such missile can reach the United States unless it's fired from Mexico or perhaps Cuba, and that would be limited to striking Miami. But almost all of Japan can be reached by such a single-stage medium-range ballistic missile from North Korea. That greatly complicates the Japanese ability to target these systems because they are so highly mobile. That's part of the counterstrike, is to be able to interdict those command and control centers or those actual devices themselves.
Gordon, we have a couple of minutes. Go ahead.
Lance, is there substantial opposition to the defense changes in Japan today?
Of course, there are elements in the Japanese society that are always opposed to any such spending. Some are pure pacifist. Others are perhaps more militant. They want to save the money to do it all themselves. They want to get the U.S. military out of Japan and do it all themselves. But I think that the majority of people who are not directly for it have acquiesced. There are no large-scale demonstrations against this. There are sincere discussions regarding how it's going to be financed, because the Japanese government does find itself with financial problems, as many nations do today. But I don't think that the opposition is so strident against it. And the earlier mutual security treaty signed between the United States and Japan, there were tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in the street, and there's just no one doing that today.
And Lance, final question, 30 seconds. Right now, Japan, does it feel secure, or is there a sense of unease the way there was during the Cold War in the U.S.?
Well, there is certainly less tension here than in many times when I've lived here for the past almost 40 years. There were times with significantly more tension. Even the recent North Korean ballistic missile shot over a portion of Japan was carefully cited to go in a very lowly populated area, and there's not a whole lot of furor about it. So the Japanese have approached this very deliberately, and they have their work cut out for them. It's going to be very interesting in the next months and years to see how this plays out.
Lance Gatling in Tokyo, Nexio Research.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.